This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, as we kick off 2016, most of the interviews we've done this month have been with organizations that have never been on the show before.
Right. Brand new stuff.
Very exciting.
Very cool. And this is all about data. And data is very popular, so I'm looking to talk about it.
Oh, no. I have an awful lot of conversations about data on my radio network, so I'm looking forward to this. So let's say hello to our guest. His name is Derek Dean, the Vice President of Sales with CMD iSquareFoot. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Great to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. I know you're awfully busy. Happy New Year to you. So before we get into a conversation around CMD iSquareFoot, Derek, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Yeah, so thanks. I've spent the last 14 years with CMD in areas of increasing responsibility, starting in sales, spent a good amount of time in strategy, business development, and finally ended up in the current VP sales position I have, responsible for major market sales across the U.S. and Canada.
Wow, very cool. Well, tell us a little bit more about CMD and iSquareFoot.
Yeah, so CMD tracks and measures commercial construction activity across North America. We follow construction projects from early design all the way through bidding up to the point where the project actually begins. We use that information to create analytics and forecast data so we can give our customers insight into what's happening in the commercial construction industry.
Awesome. So what are the numbers telling you? What do you, as we look into 2016, what are you thinking? What should we be paying close attention to?
Multifamily mixed use, you know, the population's aging. So, you know, if you think about baby boomers as they move along, they like places where they can, you know, they can go see their doctor, they can go to the dentist, they can take their kid to school, they can walk. So you're seeing a lot of money poured into those mixed use facilities. In Atlanta, you're seeing it especially.
I live in one. I get it.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's actually interesting in Atlanta because you've got a lot of mixed-use facilities that are coming along that include office space. But the problem we have in Atlanta is that you've got such a high vacancy rate in the existing offices that you have that you're getting a lot of pressure to turn a lot of these mixed-use facilities into more residential than you see in this sort of live-work environment that a lot of places have. So it's something we got an eye on. It's something a lot of our customers are keen because they're, you know, you've got contractors, architects, building product manufacturers, all of them are putting money into these projects. And the bigger they are, the more they gear towards residential, then the less opportunity it presents for us.
Well, Derek, you're the VP of sales, and so when you make a sale and you get a new customer on board, you know, take us through that process. What is the customer getting? What's happening? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's a good question. We actually have a customer for life organization, and inside that customer for life organization, we have a customer success team. That customer success team includes representatives that are responsible for onboarding customers, as well as retaining and managing that relationship throughout its life cycle. So you become a customer of CMD day one, you're going to have a roadmap. That roadmap is going to show you what it takes to handle adoption, what it takes to manage your users, and what we're going to do to ensure that you're successful as you move along through this program as a customer of ours.
All right. So thinking about your target market here, which is large building and product manufacturing, commercial construction, all that, but it's a lot more than that. I think across most industries, from healthcare technology to manufacturing and all that, we're getting better at collecting data and generating data. We still, in my opinion, largely aren't very good at doing meaningful, actionable stuff with that data. So I suspect that's why CMD iSquareFoot exists, is to help your customers really make important strategic decisions off of that. So talk us through the data that you actually collect. How do you do it? Are you doing it, the collection, on behalf of your customers? Are you analyzing the data they're collecting, or is it some hybrid of that? Walk us through that process.
Right, so it's a little bit of both. The majority of the information that we're gathering is public, right? So if you think about a school system, state of Georgia or Cobb County, right? It's Cobb County school system. Anytime they're doing a new project, they're going to release that information publicly. Anybody can go get it, right? But When you start adding in Cobb County, Gwinnett County, all the other 154 counties that are in Georgia, plus all the other states, plus all those municipalities, it's very difficult for one person to gather all that information. Mm. So we can take all that public information and bring it in and then enhance that data by adding different attributes that we gather through our relationships, like understanding who, you know, the landscape consultant is going to be, or understanding who the interior decorator is going to be. That's just the public side, right? So you also got all the private projects that are going on. So we've got a relationship with the architectural community that allows us to get this information very early in design. And the reason why they give us this information is because ultimately an architect wants the market to know what they're building, where they're building it, you know, what products are going to be involved, and, you know, when it's going to be built. And there may be political reasons, there may be socioeconomic reasons they want to push that out there. But ultimately, they want us to get the information because they know that we've got the network. And I'm talking a network of 800,000 companies here, including subcontractors and general contractors, that we can take that and disseminate to. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, it's driving down the value of these projects by producing a more competitive bidding environment. But ultimately, what it's doing is it's allowing a company such as ours to get the additional information on these projects to build a more complete picture of construction activity in North America. And if you're providing us that information, then you're ultimately helping yourself to build a more robust database to give you that complete picture of analytics of the market. Mm. So short answer is, where does it come from? Relationships. We've been doing this business for 35 years, so we know people. The second one is some, you know, good old-fashioned hard detective work. We actually have a group, and we call them researchers because they know people. They make the phone calls. They scrape the web. They're bringing all this information in. And then once we get it, we massage it. We make it palatable so people understand what they're looking at. So, for instance, this is a mixed-use building in downtown Atlanta. It's in design development right now. We expect it to be 100,000 square feet. This is when we think it's going to go to bid. This is when we think we're going to have the documents on it, et cetera. The cool thing about this, though, is that as those projects move up towards the bidding cycle, we'll begin to get the documents on these projects. And when we get the documents on these projects, we can then take that information and index it. And once we index all that information, it makes all the documents searchable, and you can then begin to build analytics against them. So to your original question, when you asked about this sort of data-driven decision-making that exists in today's society, or lack of that exists, this is where we can take empirical information to help companies understand where their market opportunity exists, right? And where that becomes really valuable are the businesses that have gone to market the old-fashioned way, right? Which is word of mouth, network, prior relationships, referrals, et cetera. And when you do that, you run the risk of missing significant opportunity with your business, especially when it goes with construction. I give you a great example of this. A shingle roof contractor. Let's say you put on shingle roofs in buildings around Metro Atlanta, and you've invested all of your time, your energy, your resource into putting in shingle roofs. Well, what happens if there's a trend developing in the market to where you're seeing more flat roofs or metal roofs or membrane roofing, and you're not prepared for that, so you don't have the resource to attack that area of the market when that trend flips and you see all of them going towards metal roofs? So when you use this information to not only look at what's happened in the past, but then to take advantage of what you see the market opportunity becoming, you can be much more successful in your area of the business.
Well, Derek, I think you touched a little bit on the benefits of the data and who can get benefit, but go deeper. Tell us more. Who is your market? Who are you serving and how can they use it?
Anyone that touches construction can use our information.
Okay.
Our core markets are general contractors, trade contractors, building product manufacturers, and service companies. But if you have any relationship at all with the construction market, particularly the commercial construction market, then there are ways for you to use the information that we can give out. An example would be a trade contractor that's looking for projects to bid. A building product manufacturer that is looking to understand their competitive pressures in their markets. An architect that wants to find projects that are proposed pending funding. And maybe there's an opportunity for them to offer their services from an architectural design standpoint. If you're in construction in any capacity, there's an opportunity for you to use data to help drive more strategic decisions in your area of the market.
Sure.
Those that will succeed in business in the modern world will be because they're leveraging data the right way. So, all right. Well, Derek, through the duration of this broadcast, we've been talking about CMD, and you referenced that it's a 30-year-plus organization of serving its market. But those paying close attention noticed that when we led off the conversation, we referred to it as CMD I square foot. So obviously a cool merger going on here. So why is that happening? How's the market going to benefit?
Well, it was a strategic integration. The two businesses had symbiotic offerings. CMD was very strong in the building product manufacturer space. We had a product that was purpose-built for that market. I square foot has been the leading provider of private construction information in the general contractor and contractor space for the last 15 plus years. So the combination of these strengths is what's going to allow this organization to focus on driving specific business outcomes for our buyers. We CMD has gone after the market from a BPM perspective, a building product manufacturer perspective, and our products and services weren't always a fit for the contractor market, whereas I square foot has offered primarily for the contractor market and had a gap with what they looked at with building product manufacturers. So you bring the two together and we've got an offering that we feel can cover the full spectrum of construction players. Hmm. So it's a very attractive company, and strategically the business is more positioned to serve our customers.
Very cool. It's going to be fun to see what you guys do with that new partnership. So Derek, we're out of time, and before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about CMD I square foot?
Great place would be www.cmdgroup.com.
All right. Derek Dean, the Vice President of Sales with CMD I square foot. Derek, pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Derek Dean, my co-host, Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.